A temporary mass migration that could reach into the millions is expected as people in the U.S. relocate to catch a prime view of the country's first coast-to-coast total eclipse in nearly a century. Emergency authorities are already predicting jam-packed roads and warning of massive traffic jams, but the vast majority of the country isn't in the line to witness totality. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports on what the eclipse experience will be like here in Oklahoma.
The Tall Grass Prairie Preserve in northern Oklahoma is an ideal spot to see birds and bugs and the heavyweight stars of the grassland, the Nature Conservancy's roaming herd of bison. The Conservancy's Katie Hawk says the preserve is the perfect setting for viewing Monday's solar eclipse.
40,000 acres of prairies and this clear, open, wide prairie sky.
Just days after the Conservancy announced its plans to host an eclipse viewing event, tickets were gone.
It was crazy. It went really fast.
So the Conservancy expanded and opened up more seats. They were snapped up too.
Middle of the day of a Monday, and we didn't think there would be such a huge demand, you know, people being at work and whatnot and having already been going back to school. It was wild. We're really excited to have this type of response.
Most of Oklahoma is in the 80% eclipse range, but the Tall Grass Prairie is within a small triangle in northeastern Oklahoma that will have the state's best view as the moon blocks light from the sun.
It's in the 90% totality viewing region, and what a great experience and opportunity we have here.
So seeing a 90% eclipse is like taking your family 90% of the way to Disneyland.
That buzzkill is Jay Pasikoff. He's an astronomy professor at Williams College in Massachusetts who has observed 33 solar eclipses. Pasikoff says the 90% or 80% eclipse most people in the U.S. are in a position to see, it's barely worth the effort.
The partial eclipse is not even a cheap seat. The cheap seats are in the stadium. Partial eclipse is outside the stadium. You miss the game.
Rick Feinberg with the American Astronomical Society agrees.
The difference between a partial eclipse and a total eclipse is literally the difference between day and night.
Monday's eclipse will cut a 70-mile-wide path of darkness that arcs from Oregon through Nebraska down to South Carolina. Outside of that, Feinberg says even in a 90% zone, the partial eclipse experience is going to come across more as overcast.
So it's still broad daylight, but the character of the light might change a bit.
Feinberg and Pasikoff and pretty much every astronomer says anyone with the time and means should make a trip to the total eclipse path on Monday. But if that's not possible, Feinberg says a partial eclipse, even if it's underwhelming, can still be interesting.
Now, when the sun's a very thin crescent, some interesting things happen to shadows.
The edges of those shadows will be sharper and much more defined. Feinberg's suggestions: look for little crescent shapes on the ground and see how the focus light from the tiny sliver of sun looks when it hits hair or leaves on trees. And the standard warning for all Oklahomans: don't stare at the sun, people.
There's never a time during a 90% eclipse where you can ever look directly at the sun without protection.
When the sun is partially blocked, temperatures could drop as much as 20 degrees rapidly. At the Tall Grass Prairie, Katie Hawk says that, plus the dim light, could trigger some weirdness with wildlife.
You might see bats come out of nowhere. You might hear crickets or cicadas start chirping. So some birds may stop flying or go to their roost.
Other eclipse viewing events are scheduled around the state on Monday. And while astronomers might not be moved by anything less than totality, Hawk says the team and guests at Tallgrass are totally pumped about even the partial experience.
As far as 90% goes, we're pretty excited.
And if the 80 or 90% eclipse experience underwhelms on Monday, make your plans now, Oklahoma. The southeastern corner of the state is in the blackout path for a total solar eclipse in 2024. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.